Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text Number 43 and 44. Sa esha etarhi adhyasta.
Sa esha etarhi
adhyasta.
Adhyasta.
Asanam parthivochitam.
Asanam parthivochitam.
Pitamaheno panyastam.
Pitamaheno panyastam.
Ragyaranyam vipikshita.
Ragyaranyam vidikshita.
Sa esha etarahi adhyastha.
Sa esha etahi adhyastha.
Asanam parthivochitam.
Asanam parthivochitam.
Pitamaheno panyastam.
Pitamaheno panyastam.
Ragyaranyam vivikshita.
Ragyaranyam vivikshita.
Aste dunasa rajarshihi.
Aste dunasa rajarshihi.
Kauravendra triyolasan.
Kauravendra
Shriyolasan
Shriyolasan
Majahave Mahabhagash
Gajahave Mahabhagyash
Bhagash
Bhagash
Chakravarti Brahacharavaha
Chakravarti Brahacharavaha
Aste Dunasa Rajarshihi
Aste Dunasa Rajarshihi
Kauravendra Shriyolasan
Kauravendra Shriyolasan
Gajahave Mahabhagash
Gajahave Mahabhagyash
Bhagash
Bhagash
Chakravarti Brahacharavaha
Chakravarti Brahacharavaha
Sa esha etarhi adhyastha.
Sa esha etahi adhyastha.
Asanam parthivochitam.
Asanam parthivochitam.
Pitamaheno panyastam.
Pitamaheno panyastam.
Ragyaranyam vivikshita.
Ragyaranyam vivikshita.
Aste dunasa rajarshihi.
Aste dunasa rajarshihi.
Kauravendra Shriyolasan.
Kauravendra Shriyolasan.
Gajahave Mahabhagash.
Gajahave Mahabhagyash. Bhagash.
Chakravarti Brahacharavaha.
Chakravarti Brahacharavaha.
Saha,
saha,
he,
esha,
esha,
this,
etarhi,
at the present,
adhyaste,
is ruling over,
asanam,
the throne,
parthiva uchitam,
just befitting a king,
Pitamahena
by the grandfather
Upanyastam
being handed over
Ragya by the king
Aranyam
forest
Vivikshita
desiring
Aste
is there
Aduna
at present
Saha
that
Rajarishihi
the sage amongst the kings
Kauravendra
the chief amongst the Kuru kings
Shriya
glories
Ullasam
spreading
Gajahave
In Hastinapur.
Mahabhaga.
The most fortunate. Chakravarti.
The emperor.
Brahashravaha.
Highly famous.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
The most fortunate Emperor Maharaj Parikshit, who was entrusted with the kingdom of Hastinapur by Maharaj Yudhishthir, when he desired to retire to the forest, is now ruling the world with great success due to his being glorified by the deeds of the kings of the Kuru dynasty. Please repeat. The most fortunate emperor, Maharaj Parikshit, who was entrusted with the kingdom of Hastinapur by Maharaj Yudhishthir, when he desired to retire to the forest, is now ruling the world
with great success.
Due to his being glorified
by the deeds of the kings
of the Kuru dynasty. Purport. The prolonged sacrificial ceremonies undertaken by the sages of Naimisharanya were begun shortly after the demise of Maharaj Parikshit. The sacrifice was to continue for 1,000 years, and it is understood that in the beginning, some of the contemporaries of Baladeva, the elder brother of Lord Krishna, also visited the sacrificial place. According to some authorities, the present tense is also used to indicate the nearest margin of time from the past. In that sense, the present tense is applied to the reign of Maharaj Parikshit here. For a continuous fact, also, present tense can be used. The principles of Maharaj Parikshit can be still continued, and human society can still be improved if there is determination by the authorities. We can still purge out from the state all the activities of immorality introduced by the personality of Kali if we are determined to take action like Maharaj Parikshit. He allotted some place for Kali, but in fact Kali could not find such places in the world at all, because Maharaj Parikshit was strictly vigilant to see that there were no places for gambling, drinking, prostitution and animal slaughter. Modern administrators want to banish corruption from the state, but fools as they are, they do not know how to do it. They want to issue licenses for gambling houses, wine and other intoxicating drug houses, brothels, hotel prostitution and cinema houses, and falsity in every dealing, even in their own, and they want at the same time to drive out corruption from the state. They want the kingdom of God without God consciousness. How can it be possible to adjust two contradictory matters? If you want to drive out corruption from the state, we must first of all organize society to accept the principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. And to make the condition favorable, we must close all places of gambling, drinking, prostitution and falsity. These are some of the practical lessons from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sa esha etarhi adhyasta asanam parthivochitam pita maheno panyastam ragyaranyam vivikshita aste adhunas rajarshihi kauravendra shriyollasan gajahave mahabhagash Chakravarti Brahachravaha. The most fortunate emperor Maharaj Parikshit, who was entrusted with the kingdom of Hastinapur by Maharaj Yudhishthir, when he desired to retire to the forest, is now ruling the world with great success due to his being glorified by the deeds of the kings of Kuru dynasty. So, we can see how Parikshit Maharaj is glorified now by Suta Goswami. This is almost the last but one shloka. The next shloka will end this chapter. So here he is mentioned as a king, emperor, and is also recognized as a Raja Rishi. A sage among the kings, as Srila Prabhupada translates. So it's very important that we take really, really good lessons from this. How many times we have seen these four pillars of Dharma being discussed here, you know, mentioned by Suta Goswami and then by Srila Prabhupada in the purport many, many times. Because the whole ISKCON society, especially, standing on these four pillars, you know. Anybody is from a small child to a 90-year-old, 100-year-old person who is connected with ISKCON, he'll immediately talk about these four things, you know. You ask anybody and he will say, oh, what are the four regulative principles? And immediately we'll start saying, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. This is the vow we take when we take our Diksha initiation. This is the vow we follow every day of our life. And by following this, nobody has lost anything. You gained so much. And the interesting part in this, you know, a couple of times you might have heard the thing as a freedom of regulative principles. So when I heard for the first time, I want to discuss about that a little today. When I heard of that first time, I was thinking, on one side you are saying regulation. Regulation means to control. And then you are talking of freedom. Freedom means not to control, you know. So how can these two match? How there can be a commonality between the two? And then I read one small incident and that opened my eyes, you know. The incident was like this. A person is walking on the road and he sees a child on a roof of a house, and that child is flying some kite. He sees it, you know. And the child is going toward the edge of the roof. Almost, you know, he's just one step away because this kite is a little away or something, he's trying to control. So he's at the edge of the building, edge of the roof, and this person who is walking, he shouts and he says, "Stop! Don't move! If you move a little more, that's it." So now what is he doing? He's regulating, he's asking to control, don't do it. And the boy there, suppose he's a crazy boy, you know. He says, "Who are you to stop me? Why are you taking away my freedom? I am a free individual." So now, whether this person, by stopping him, giving him freedom or taking away his freedom, you know, if we talk it soberly, then it is, he is giving the freedom to live more, to lead his life the way he wants. He's giving the freedom, right? He's not taking away the freedom. If he what is the use of the freedom if you are not living anymore? So same way, what is the use of the freedom if it is going to lead you to hell? When we say we are free to drink and eat meat and have, you know, visit prostitutes or vice versa, and then we say I am a free person, what is the use of that freedom? Isn't it? Doesn't make sense. So it's the same way, when this is related like that, then we say that this is giving us freedom to really enjoy your life. How? By becoming a devotee, you know. By following these four things, and then of course adding the now with the bhakti, nine processes of bhakti, then that becomes a full package. People ask all the time, what are we supposed to do in bhakti yoga, you know, or how are we supposed to do our devotional service? So this is the answer. Okay, this is the answer. Follow these four principles of freedom, regulative freedom, and not only freedom here, but these four principles will give us freedom to go back to our original dham, to Goloka Vrindavan, to live with Krishna and serve him happily. Now we serve him sometimes happily, sometimes grudgingly, sometimes out of compulsion, sometimes, you know, there are so many things. But when we are with Krishna, then we enjoy that freedom happily, you know, without any hindrance. Because there, every molecule or every atom or whatever the smallest thing you can think of is busy serving Krishna su sukham, with happiness. Because why somebody will do it with happiness, tell me? Why would you do something with happiness? Just for Krishna's pleasure, and you are getting tortured, will you do it next day? No. When Krishna is pleased, everyone is pleased. That's the formula. That's why we say, when the water is given to the roots, then the whole tree gets it. You can't water each and every leaf, right? So same way, when we serve Krishna happily, blissfully, then automatically we get the pleasure. I don't know how many of you experience this. Try keeping yourself busy in Krishna service one whole day, you know, like Janmashtami or Balaram Jayanti or whatever, you know, Narasimha Jayanti, Ram Navami, Gaur Purnima, whole day, don't eat anything. Just like 2 days back, there was a Nirjala Ekadashi. And I have to take my medication and so on, but that day I said, let me try, you know, because generally I need to eat something in the mornings. So I said, let me try. And my wife was asking all the time, calling me, how are you feeling? If you feel exhausted, please. So she gave me as a reserve thing, some fruits. But believe me, the whole day passed out so happily. I didn't feel it. I was just thinking, I was not pushing myself. You know, otherwise one is pushing. You are feeling hungry, but you are pushing. No. Suddenly the hunger went away. The thirst went away. Otherwise, you know, this is so hot here. 95, 96 going now, you know, like in Indian terms about 38, 39 degrees. It's not cold. But when you are doing it for Krishna, when you are doing it as a loving devotional service, then nothing can come in your way. You know. And 36 hours, that's all. The previous day you drink water at about 10 o'clock night, whenever you want to sleep, and then one full day gone, full night gone, and then you break your fast. And then the first sip of the jaggery in lemon and ginger drink, we call it as a, what do you call? Panakam, you know, that's, we drank, and you know, and it was so tasty. Of course, the whole day was tasty because, you know, you're busy. I was just reading and, you know, chanting and keeping yourself busy. So, I think we have talked enough about this administrators in the last few days, how Parikshit Maharaj set the standard and how we are not following the standard anymore. But I thought, let us also talk about our own freedom. So how many of you want this kind of freedom? How many of you who are present would say that, yes, I would have this kind of freedom. I don't mind this freedom by following the four regulative principles. So if you just agree, then just say Hari Bol. Hari Bol. I hear one Hari Bol. I read one Hari Bol. Two Hari Bols. Of course, you are already doing it. So, two, three. Okay, good. Almost everybody is there. I say Hari Bol. Okay, everybody there who are there on the line. So please do that. You know, it's really, really good. Wonderful. And chant your rounds. You know, whatever you have fixed for yourself, just chant that without fail. And you see how you get freedom. How you become free from so many anarthas, so many bad association, you know, or so many just so-called association. All our material friends, they are all so-called association. They give you some association, but you don't get anything out of it. Okay. So, I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.